What about the issue of lenalidomide and thalidomide-associated thrombosis? And you had a great paper in Leukemia looking at that. Maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's a great question. And that paper actually was first authored by Antonio Palumbo, and it was a consensus statement of the International Myeloma Working Group, because we've known for a while that patients getting an IMID-based regimen have a higher risk for thromboembolic complications, but we haven't really exactly figured out what the best prophylaxis is. So this paper reviews some of the data and also provides, I think, a very helpful algorithm for how to approach it. And generally, the recommendations are that if you use either thalidomide alone or lenalidomide alone, patients probably do not require any prophylaxis in that setting. But if you're combining them with dexamethasone, then you do need some kind of prophylaxis. And there's a nice table in that publication which allows doctors and nurses and even patients to assign the number of risk factors that a patient has for a thromboembolic event. First of all, we know that patients who were newly diagnosed have a higher risk of thromboembolic complications than those in the relapsed refractory setting. The more disease you have, the higher the risk in general. We know that high-dose dexamethasone is a greater risk than low-dose dexamethasone. If you add other drugs onto that, like anthracyclines, that increases the risk. And then some of the well-known risk factors come in as well. If you've had surgery, if you're immobile, if you have a personal history previously of a thromboembolic complication. So basically, you can go through that algorithm, and patients who are at low risk probably will be adequately prophylaxed with just a low-dose aspirin. For patients who are at higher risk, the recommendation is to use either low molecular weight heparin or full-dose Coumadin to an INR of 2 to 3.